ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, Gordon Brown! You know, there are 4.5 days to go until the election ends. And when the media and those who think know best start going for the player and not the ball, you know there's a reason why they're doing so. When they fail to talk about policies but talk about the man, you know there's something they're worried about. What we've seen when we've been knocking on doors is this election is not about, with respect, Gordon Brown. It's not about Sadiq Khan. It's not about the party leaders or the politicians. It's about people. It's about Mick Dolan, whose life was saved by the investment in St George's Hospital. It's about the people that Ernest, that William, that Colin, that Sheikh Suleiman, that Mulana Bilal, that the Sikh community, that the Hindus I talk about in Africa and India, who but for the doubling of aid and the trade and the cancel of debt would today be dead from starvation. It's about them. It's not about Gordon, it's all about me. It's about people like Liz, who because of the tax credits, but because of the key sector policies we have, is having a great life, and it's thanks to our investment that her school, St Boniface, where her daughter goes, has had record results over the last period. Before I ask Gordon to speak, I want to say a couple of things. Firstly, when a man is knocked down, what he does is he picks himself up, he brushes himself on, and he plays. He's knocked down again. He does the same. But every single one of us is part of this team. We are not spectators. We don't watch and applaud. We are part of this team. And our job is now to help Gordon, help me, continue to help people like Mick, like Liz, like every single person we meet every day knocking on doors in Tooting whose life has been made better for a Labour government over the last 13 years. Can we do that?
Yes!
During the general election campaign, I met the candidate Sadiq Khan. I knew he was not only going to be a really successful member of parliament for this area, which he is, and I applaud him for everything he does for this area. I knew then that he was going to do great service for our whole country. And I am proud that he is the first Asian and Muslim member of the cabinet. And we are proud that he's been a successful member. And I wish I could have a slogan like yours. Yes, isn't it wonderful? You know, the Norwegian Prime Minister stood at the election, and his name is Jens, and it was Jens we can. And we know where we got it from. And isn't it great to have Rebecca and Clive here, Cyril here today, because of everything that they do. Thank you, Cyril. Thank you, Roberta, for what you do for the Labour Party. I'm going around London today to say we are fighting for the future. We are fighting for everybody's future. We're not fighting just for some people's future, and not for the future for a minority. We're fighting for the future of everyone. And that means we're fighting for our schools, we're fighting for our health service, we're fighting for our police services, and we're fighting for the recovery, and we're fighting for jobs. And I'm proud that over the last 13 years, we have worked. Wherever there is inequality and prejudice and discrimination, wherever racism has been practiced, wherever intolerance exists, We have been fighting against it and always will as a Labour Party. I'm fighting every inch of the way and every minute and second of the day for the health service. Because just as you mentioned, one constituent here who has benefited from the services of the National Health Service, I know that there are thousands upon thousands of people who would be surprised to be told today that if there was a Conservative government after May the 6th, then the right that we have created, the guarantee we have created, that every cancer patient will see a specialist within 2 weeks, would be removed by the Conservatives. And I'm not prepared to allow that to happen without fighting for the health service and fighting against those who would remove that cancer right. And you know that we want to introduce a right for the health service that anybody suffering or fearing cancer will be able to get the diagnosis, not within 2 weeks, but within 1 week, often on the same day. Anybody, and one in three families in this country will have someone who will suffer from cancer. Everybody who has that fear and that worry and anxiety has the right to get immediate and instant treatment, the right to get the swiftest care possible, the right not to have the treatment held up as it was under the Conservative government previously. So we are fighting for the right and the guarantee that every patient can get that specialist help, every patient get diagnosis within a week. And we're also fighting for every patient to be able to see a GP at evenings or in the weekends, and not to have to wait simply at the convenience of the doctor. And we're also fighting for every patient to be able to get their operation within 18 weeks. And remember, under the Conservatives, people had to wait for 2 years for operations, and sometimes they never got them because it was too late. And remember that all these rights, these guarantees that we are creating for everybody in this country, the guarantee of the two-week specialist cancer care, the guarantee of an 18-week operation, the guarantee to see your GP in the evenings or weekends, the guarantee that you get a free health checkup if you're over 40, which used to be only available in the private sector, now to be available within the NHS, the guarantee that your relative or someone who's elder in your family, if they've got urgent needs to be met, will get these met in their own home without having to go into an institution. All these guarantees that we are setting out in our manifesto, the Conservatives would remove if they gained into power. And I tell you, the National Health Service cannot be saved if you remove the guarantees that are essential for the proper treatment of patients in this country. So we are fighting for the future of the NHS. And let's repeat what people said during the summer in that campaign on the internet. We love the NHS and we'll fight for the NHS. Fighting for our schools. We're fighting for our schools because the Conservatives have said they will not match the schools' budgets that we are promising. Do you know that they're talking about a charge for nursery education? Do you know that all our Sure Start children's centres, 3,500 of them, that are now community centres for young families around this country, the Conservatives have not promised that they would keep them all? And do you know for education after five, they didn't even support us, and have said that they will get rid of the personal tuition we give to young people who are falling behind in reading that need the help that we can give them. And I've been to a school in London and seen a young kid who got the benefit of that tuition and was able to read after he got the benefit from a personal tutor. And I saw when he said to me he was now going to be the best reader in England. And you know, that is what we should be doing to help every child realise their potential to the full. But if you take away the right to free nursery education and force people to pay, if there's no longer the children's centres available as they were in the past, if you take away the personal tuition that helps young people get the most and make the most of their potential, if you cut the school's budget and thousands of teachers and teaching assistants go, then the standard of education that is offered to every pupil in the country will fall. Now, it's okay for those who are privileged and can afford to pay, but I want an education that is good for every single child in this country, and that's why we are fighting for the future. And and it makes me very annoyed as well. Police in this country. We have built up neighbourhood policing in London and right throughout the country. There are now more police officers and more community support officers in this country than ever before. We are trying to reduce crime in every area and tackle antisocial behaviour and making parents responsible when their children are responsible for wrongdoing and antisocial behaviour. And we are also making sure that where there are chaotic families, we try to intervene quickly to make sure that things are put right and not allowed to get worse and worse and worse. And it's very difficult. But people don't yet know, and you've got to tell them, that the Conservatives will not match our support for the policing in this country. That even now in London, the Mayor, Boris Johnson, is talking about cuts in the number of police forces in London. And that is not acceptable in a society where we are trying to build up community cohesion and make people see that we have got law and order and they can feel safe to walk the streets. And so I say, we are fighting for the future of the police and we are fighting for the future for strong communities. And the Conservative policy, the do-it-yourself public services, leaving you your own, public services not there for you when you need them, that's not the way forward. So we are fighting for the future of the police and the future of all public services too. And I want your support for that. And for jobs. Every young person who's been unemployed for 6 months, they will get the offer of a job or training. Every school leaver this summer will get the chance of an opportunity to stay on in education or get some work experience. 50,000 people who are adult unemployed will get the chance under a future jobs fund to get the jobs that are needed. People who are on short time as a result of the economic crisis getting help with tax credits. We have done more than any previous government to make sure that what could have been a recession turning into depression has kept unemployment as low as possible, and we are making available the funds that are necessary, particularly for young people, so we avoid a generation of young people unemployed as we saw and never want to return to in the 1980s under the Conservatives. But you know what the emergency budget that the Conservatives are planning would do? They would cut child tax credits for 1 million families. Now, that's simply unfair. They would then take $6 billion out of our public services, and there'd be 14,000 teachers go, there would be 4,500 police go. Then they would take more out of our public services, including social care assistants and others. They would suspend the summer school leavers guarantee, so 50,000 young people wouldn't have the chances that they will have under our proposals. Then the Future Jobs Fund and the 200,000 that are getting help, they want to abolish that as well. So what does it remind you of? The same old Conservatives. The same old Conservatives. And what else reminds you of the same old Conservatives? Because while they're wanting to cut child tax credits, while they're wanting to cut the child trust funds, while they're cutting the schools budgets and cutting the police budgets, and while they're not giving the guarantees we're giving on the National Health Service, who is the major beneficiary of the Conservative manifesto? I've read it. I've seen it. It's a horror show. And the reason is that the biggest beneficiary of the Conservative manifesto at a time when we're facing these challenges that we've got to meet together are 3,000 people, the richest people in the country, the wealthiest estates in Britain, whom they are promising, as a result of their manifesto commitment, £200,000 each as a result of an inheritance tax giveaway. And I say, how can you be a party that says you've changed? If you're cutting child tax credits, cutting schools budgets, cutting police budgets, cutting the guarantees we're giving to the NHS, and still like the same old Conservative Party giving more and more to the wealthiest people in the country while the rest of the country suffers. And I say the Conservative Party is not fit for government if it has policies like that. And I say the Conservative Party has got to be exposed for these policies before Thursday. And I say the only party with a sensible policy for the future of this country is the Labour Party. And we have thought it through. We've got a problem. So, you've got a wonderful candidate here in Sadiq Khan. He is a great Member of Parliament. and a great member of the cabinet. And I know he will represent Tooting to the greatest of his ability, as he has done over these last 5 years. But we're also electing a government. And if we want to deal with the economic crisis that has hit the world, and we see what's happening in Greece, and we see what's happening in the rest of Europe at the moment, and we've got meetings of the European Council and of the G8 and the G20 coming up in the next few weeks. We've got an anti-European Conservative Party that can't work with the rest of Europe, and they haven't got the policies to deal with the international financial crisis as we have had to do. And just think over these next few weeks. We need to sustain our recovery. We need to get more jobs for the people of this country. We need to make sure that young people leaving school have the best opportunities. We need to make sure that young people out of work can get into work. We need more students with apprenticeships. We need more students going to universities. We also need a rising minimum wage for people who are on the low minimum wage, and we are promising to do that from September. And we need to ensure that pensioners have security and dignity in retirement, and that's why we're introducing changes to make possible greater social care in the community. And if you want these things, if you want justice, and you want dignity, and you want fairness, because fairness is in our DNA as a Labour Party, fairness is what we are about, being fair to hardworking families. It's what brought us into this Labour Party. It's why we do the things we do, to be fair to the hardworking families of this country. If you want that justice, both at home and internationally, if you want to pursue a policy where the dignity of every individual is championed, then there is only one serious party at this election with a serious programme for government. I urge you all in the next few days to go out and persuade your friends that the only serious party with a serious programme for government, and the only serious party that should be given the support of this general election, the party that can govern for all the people and not just a few, it's the Labour Party, and please support us. Thank you very much.